Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 188. Today we're reading chapter 20 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Sister Gillespie remained seated after she got off the phone with Sister Zelda. Another woman, she thought, and like Zelda said, he was probably seeing her before we got separated. No wonder I was late to leave him. I'll make a visit to this Ethiopian restaurant to see who this woman is. And a foreigner at that? How low can a dirty scoundrel go? Sister Gillespie googled Ethiopian restaurants in the area and found the address to the Queen of Sheba Ethiopian Restaurant. That's it. Maybe I ought to wait until Mother Louise and Sister Mona take me there for lunch. No, I might be a while before they get around to it. I wonder if they know about this woman. They sure have shown no signs of it. If they knew about her, why would they keep coming here to pray and to encourage me as they say they're doing? It may be best for me to visit the restaurant by myself. As soon as her sister Regina returned home from her job, Sister Gillespie shared her thoughts with her. Regina, I can't believe he's already seen someone. It has not even been a year yet. How could he? Do I detect some jealousy here? Regina said with a smile. Jealousy? Of course not. He can have whoever he wishes, because I'm through with him. Have been through with him. This Charmaine was, said Sister Gillespie. Now how did you find out her name? Sister Zelda told me. She also told me her husband saw my soon-to-be ex-husband with her. Is that so? I told you, Gloria, you need to stop talking with Sister Zelda. She's only feeding you negative things, Regina said. Well, aren't you curious about the Charmaine? Sister Gillespie asked. Not really. Well, I am, and as of now, you and I are going out to eat our first Ethiopian meal at the Queen of Sheba restaurant. I'm all set. Let's go, she said, taking her sister by the arm and heading out the door. Regina burst out laughing once they were in the car. Sister Gillespie said, I'm just going to check her out, you know, just to see whether or not she matches up. Sister, you'll have to try harder to convince me that that is all you're going to do and that you're not jealous about your husband seeing another woman, Regina said. Once at the restaurant, they took a seat at a table where they had full view of the entire dining area. I must say I am impressed, Sister Gillespie said. I thought this was going to be a rinky-dink place. You know, a lot of foreigners live in poverty in their homeland, and when they come to America, they just throw things together. But I must say I am impressed. Their waitress waited on them with class and made them feel as though they were the only ones in the place. Sister Gillespie could not contain herself any longer. Excuse me, ma'am, does a Charmaine work here? We're friends of hers. Regina kicked her under the table for telling that lie. Charmaine? Oh, you mean Ayana, the waitress replied. Yes, she is. I can get her for you. She's running the register. Give me a minute. Did you hear that? Ayana, Sister Gillespie said to her sister, but was thinking such a beautiful name. Regina rolled her eyes. Even at a distance, they could both tell that Charmaine was a natural beauty. She was even more beautiful up close, a true Ethiopian queen. Hi, I'm Charmaine. My co-worker told me you wanted to see me. I hope that you're enjoying your meal and that you're being served well. Oh, yes, Sister Gillespie said. I'm a friend of Mother Louise and Sister Mona from All People's Non-Denominational Church. They told me about your restaurant and especially about you. I just wanted to meet you, and I must say everything is lovely. The meal is delicious. Why, thank you, Charmaine said. Let me know if you need anything. As Charmaine walked back to the register, Sister Gillespie couldn't help but marvel at the young woman's sweet spirit. She could clearly see why her husband was interested in her. Sister Gillespie ate the rest of her meal in silence. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen, by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you, and may God bless you until the next time.